Bird. How are you doing, Nelson?
Hey, Joe. Actually doing pretty well over here. Power's out. It's been out since about 10:30 last night, so got the generator running, got the solar panels hooked up, and just making myself some tea this morning and logging onto the computer to see what's going on. So what's happening over your way?
Well, thanks for the report there. This way we got the electricity is still on, although a couple of stout blinks here this morning. Probably about 2/10 of an inch of ice on everything, maybe a touch more in places. And my poor white pine and hemlock trees are suffering.
Oh man, yeah. We don't really have any ice over here, it's just rain. We had some, I don't know if it was sleet or very small hail last night, but that was part of the thunderstorm that came through. But I was checking, what do you see outside? Yeah, it just says it looks wet and flooded, so really not in too bad a shape over here. Honestly, I'm not sure why the power is still out.
Well, that's always a mystery when that happens, but we're totally covered in ice. I haven't ventured out onto the deck yet, but it started this last night about 11 o'clock.
Well, I'm glad you're being careful. You're fading out a little bit, too. Not sure if it's you or the repeater. But I got some tea on the stove here, and the pot's whistling, so I need to go make my tea and finish my toast. But I just heard you out there and wanted to say good morning.
All right, Nelson. Well, we're trying to decide. We're supposed to go to Grand Rapids here this morning, make a round trip, so I don't know. Got a road report. So they're wet, but a lot of junk now.
All right, 73, Joe. Maybe someone else out there can give Joe a report. W8NWO.
Thank you, mate.
W8NWO for PCACX News,
Newtown. Hey, John,
W8NWO for PCACX News, Newtown.
I just barely copy you. You're pretty weak, Toby.
I know. CMR is down in Traverse City. Looks like if you're on consumer, they're saying by 12:45, according to the outage map, if you're on consumer there, I just checked it.
Roger, roger. Yep, I'm on consumers. So, yeah, we'll see. Not too worried about things. I'm going to go turn the generator off here in a minute as soon as I finish making my breakfast. I don't need that running nonstop. So, yeah, I don't know. We're doing all right here. We've actually gotten pretty used to power outages. We have about one a month. Last year, I think we had about 12 power outages. And we're already on our second or third one this year. So, it's pretty routine for us. And it's always something different every time. So, no biggie. Well, good to hear from you, Toby. KCESU W8NWO.
Okay, yeah, no, the CMI is down, so I didn't get on that, and I got Daniel and antenna. Okay, good to talk to you, Nelson. KCH, DSU.
Drake, I heard you in there, too. Good morning, Drake.
I'm just hiding.
Okay, go ahead, keep hiding. I need to finish my breakfast anyways. W8NWO.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. Anyway.
Kilo Charlie, November Tango Echo, listening on 10-4.
KC8NTE, I think it was. Any EMH, good morning.
Good morning. Jim and Elmira here. Just checking out some of the local repeats. We were on power last night in the ice storm that followed, and it's called the accident to Green Lakes Energy, and it looks like we've got about 4,000 customers that are out right now.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You got something weird going on with your signal. It's like you're in there rock solid, and then there's this noise that's taking you out, and then it goes away, and then it comes right back again. You're still readable, but it's just kind of interesting.
Okay. Okay, I'm running out of a portable rig with a 5/8 weight base loaded antenna just directly to the back on a little battery.
Yeah, I don't. It's kind of weird. I almost thought it was like a loose connector, but it sounds way too rhythmic to be a loose connector. So that's kind of interesting.
I mean, if it's something on the rig, I'm gonna have to go back and take a look at that, make sure I got something turned off that should be off. And thanks for the comeback, and know that I was able to get it set before.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, now that I'm listening to it, it sounds like it's the same pulsing as the tower lights at the 7-4 tower. So I'm wondering if it's the LED tower lights causing interference on the receiver. That's kind of interesting.
Okay. I checked into a couple other receivers and haven't had that observation here, but it doesn't mean that it's not happening. I just set this thing up again yesterday and got it operational, so I may have inadvertently hit something on the radio, too, that I need to go back and take a look at.
Hey, Drake, it sounds like a battery charger to me.
No, I don't know if it's a battery charger. It sounds exactly like the same flash as the tower lights at that Hackleberg Tower, so I don't know. I think your radio's all good, man. I think I did hear you on 738, and you sounded fine on that one. So I'm going to blame the tower lights. I don't know. I've never noticed that issue before. But it's kind of interesting. Anyway, I'm going to go back to eating my breakfast here, you guys. 73. Thank you much.
Okay, thanks for the info there. And I heard it actually a little bit on your last transmission. It's just a pulsing noise there. And don't have a battery charger on, Toby, so good morning to you. Kilo, Charlie 8, November, Tango Echo, clear.
FH BPM testing.
KASPW.
Good afternoon, Shannon. W8NWO.
Good afternoon. Well, we're without power still. Been out since about 12:30 last night. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. Our power just came on a little while ago. Ours went out at 10:30, and we were out all night. So were my parents. Didn't get much ice. It was just a little trace of ice in my car. But we're doing pretty well here. No one. My son here, he's standing next to me. You probably hear him in the background. We had a pretty good thunderstorm come through last night.
Oh, yeah, we got the thunderstorms and we got about a quarter inch of ice on everything, maybe more. I can't open the doors on my truck or car, so waiting for it to warm up a little, hopefully. I may try the doors again later. Definitely not going anywhere.
No, I suppose not. Well, I know the Straits area was supposed to get us the worst, but you're a little further north than I am. Have you heard from anybody up toward the bridge? Chuck or Adam, or those guys? Just curious how they're making out up there.
NHC. Speak of the devil. Go ahead, Chuck. Yeah, good afternoon, Shannon. Nelson. Just for your info, Adam's down in sunny Florida, 85-degree temperatures, high. We got 17-mile-an-hour winds up here. About a 16th to an 1/8 of an inch of ice covering all the trees, roads, sidewalks, part of the windows. We haven't had any more precipitation this morning. It all quit around 12:30, 1 o'clock last night. But we got a good covering. And checking out radar, looks like about 6 o'clock tonight we're going to get wham-bassed again.
Oh, thanks for the report, Chuck. How are power outages up your way? Any outages?
We've had power the whole time, luckily, knock on wood. So I know I've been picking up Consumers Power down around Shannon's area. They've been busy for the last 5 hours. I heard Topnopee just went back on here a little while ago. And Indian River, Palestine area. Haven't heard anything further south by you. Go ahead, Shannon.
Mine's still out. Maybe they got to flip a breaker or something. It went out at about 12:30. And then my wife said it came back on about 1:45 for a little bit. And then it went out again. So, yeah, we got a lot of ice. 1/4 inch or so. I can't even open the door handle on my truck, much less the door itself. I'll give it a try again in a little while. We got 31 degrees, wind gusts up to 11 miles an hour. You hear the trees creaking when it does. KSPW in the group.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what the storm does tonight. Looks like it's going to be more of a Gaylord to Rogers City area impacts. So at least in my area, we're kind of at the edge of it, but I don't know, Shannon, you might get some more. I got that nice, fancy new solar power station, and it's doing a fine job, except I keep lending it to my parents. They called me up this morning and said, boy, it's pretty chilly in our house. Suppose we can borrow it? So I made sure it was fully charged and took it over to their place this morning. Years ago, I put a pigtail power cord on their furnace so I could plug it into a generator. So once I got to their place, it was no problem. Just plug their furnace into the power station. And so they're running off from that right now. And I go back this afternoon. They've got a gas generator, but it's kind of a two-person job to dig it out of the garage and hook it up. And brought them some water and took them my Coleman stove, which is what I was making breakfast on this morning. So took it over to their place so they could make some breakfast and some tea. So that did a good job for them. So that's what's going on here. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay, fine business here. Working out everything. Well, I'm showing 29 degrees up here. Like I say, about 17 mile an hour winds. My wind gauge is frozen, so I can't get any true speeds on that. But we're holding out and don't plan on going out unless it's an emergency right now. Go ahead, Shannon.
Sorry. Yeah, I got a generator running. I got a 9,000 watt plus, so it's dual fuel. I got plenty of fuel. And on that pigtail on the furnace, I put those in and use a three-way switch, single double. So in one position it's medicine power, the other position it's the plug. And that way I can just flip the switch, plug in the generator, power can flip the switch back. The other alternative is just an outlet and plug the furnace into the outlet, too. I did that to a couple of people's houses. I did it to yours, too, didn't I, Chuck? KSPW in the group.
Roger, roger on that.
All right, guys, well, I'm going to jump out and get back to playing with my son. Just, I'm glad to know the reports, and Shannon, hope your power comes back on soon, but I know you're handling things just fine, I'm sure. I'll be monitoring off and on. Of course, I've always got the 800 with me, but I'll keep an ear to this radio, too, all day. W8NWO, 73. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay, Nelson. Yeah, you'll have fun with your son there. I got the 800 on. I was on last night with 01 for a while with the reports. But we got her going first thing. Yeah, the crazy weather. It's Michigan, and another 2 days it'll be up to 40 degrees. Let's hope it warms up a little more today so your doors there will melt, Shannon. In case something happens, you can get out, but I just heard consumers talking about Cotton be again opening up some more circuits, so you may be getting power soon.
All right, well, if you do hear that, give me a shout and let me I've been meaning to put a sound alert back on the primary, but I got the main cut off, so I kind of got to watch the cable box and other things to see comes back on. I'll put a silent with a switch on it one of these days. Hi. All right. I'll say 7-3. I got to go check on the generator. You guys have a good day. Talk with you later. K8SBW.
Okay, Shannon. Yeah, I'll give you a buzz when if I hear anything here, the rest of the circuits are open. And 8NXP.
Yeah, because I'm only on battery. I need power. WFSM.
KE8FTW, Monster. KA8SPW, KA8SPW, N8NXP.
KA8SPW.
Yeah, Shannon, they just put fuses back in four different circuits in your area. You got anything yet?
Doesn't look like it. I'll have to go down and check the voltage.
Yeah, they're doing another one right now, so that's the fifth circuit since we stopped talking.
All right. Are they on, you picking them up on just a scan or what?
Yeah, they're on 800.
All right. I got several 800 scanners. I just never plugged them in up here.
Yeah, maybe try it out. You may have some of that stuff here. Hi.
Yeah, I have to check the programming on them. So we have to redo it. It's all set up for...
Okay, I'll be standing by. N8NXP.
Thank you, sir. K8SBW. N8NXP, K8SBW.
K8SBW, N8NXP. You got it back?
Yeah, miraculously I got 5 bars on my FirstNet account now. The local power must not be battery backed up or generated.
Yeah, that could be, or it's been off so long that it went out.
Yeah, I heard they were going to cut back on the generators because of cost. At first, they were told they had to do generators, and they submit a variance request for the powers that be, and they were granted. So I guess mine didn't get a generator.
Well, at least you got back to regular power, and your generator saved you overnight. That's good.
Yeah, I left it off overnight. I didn't turn it on, drag it out till this morning. It was 62 in the house, but everything was okay. Just a slight delay in making my coffee. Hi, hi.
Yeah, that could be a bummer sometimes. Well, let's hope it stays up the rest of the night and through tomorrow and on, and no more outages. They're out there working. They got one left now south of Indian River, they said.
Yeah, at least it wasn't as bad as they were predicting, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to go out and see if I can open the doors on my truck yet. Thanks for your help. Talk to you later, KWSQW.
Okay, Shannon, good luck on that, N8NXP.
N8APX,
N8NXP.
Hey, I got the hotspot up and running finally. Is the 7-4 down or did it go down? I lost connection to the computer there.
Well, stand by and let me check a minute. I've been talking to Shannon for the last hour.
Okay, copy.
No, she's up and running.
Okay, I'll have to try and get back into the computer. I hit me a couple hours ago saying everything was down, so I didn't know if the power went out.
More than likely it was power outages. Shannon's been without power all night. Tappanabe, Indian River, Wolverine, and all that, they've had massive power outages, some up into Inverness Township. Hammond County's had a few, but Sheboygan County's been hit the hardest.
No, the 8NWM.
Yeah, my in-laws haven't had power all day. We got power, my house. I can still see the cameras and the thermostat. Mom's house still has power, so those are the two I'm most concerned about. But, yeah, the in-laws don't have power, and it sounds like a mess down south.
Go ahead, Nelson.
Hey, Adam. Looking at Supermon, looks like 7-4 has been online for 7 hours and 35 minutes. But, yeah, like Chuck said, we had a pretty good thunderstorm roll through last night, and that caused some problems, and then the ice has caused some more problems. But, yep, it's up. Just want to jump in and say hi. I'm going to get back to what I was doing. W8NWO. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate you letting me know. That's what I was most concerned about. Not that I can do much. I'm still in Florida, but I was getting notifications that things were down, so I was just curious if that site lost power. But 7 hours is pretty good, so must be all right. All right, we're trekking our way back to Orlando from Lakeland, Chuck, so I just wanted to check out the clients.
Yeah, they're forecasting 6 o'clock. We're going to get hit again tonight. We'll see if that materializes. It's been good all day long. We haven't had any ice or heavy winds, but we're bracing for 6 o'clock to see what happens there. You travel safe, and we'll be monitoring N8NXP.
All right, sounds good. We're still kind of up in the air whether we're going to pack up and leave tonight or we have to be out by 10 a.m. tomorrow, so it's almost like, just pack things up and get going tonight. So somewhere between tonight and tomorrow morning, we'll be northbound.
All righty. We'll be here.
All right. I'll check in with you later tonight. N8NXP.
N8NXP.
NACMH.
KEAFGW.
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Hey, Drake, no, not going on. No, not doing too a lot. Just the wife and I just installed some keypad, what do you call it, deadbolt locks. And so just got done with that. Just UV proofing and UHF antenna. And yeah, just kind of hanging out. Kids are with the grandparents, so we're just kind of bonding, I guess. So, not doing a whole lot. Sitting out in the garage, drinking a pop.
Sounds like a dream. I'm just chilling down here in Traverse. I'm at the apartment right now, so. Got the new base station all set up, and just got a PDN node set up, and just been screwing around with stuff. Been trying to get a PiStar hotspot to work, but it does not like my SSID name for my Wi-Fi. I have an apostrophe in it, because it's literally, the SSID is literally Drake's place. There's an apostrophe after the E and before the S, and it's like, ew, yeah, it's not happy about it. I don't know why, but it's just not happy.
Oh, well, congratulations, you got you found yourself an apartment. Well, that's great. So, but yeah, I forgot that too. We're setting one up for my friend there, so we're waiting for PiStar to download onto the computer so I can image it to the card. So, yeah, it says it's supposed to take an hour. I don't know why it's got to take an hour. It's about 7 minutes left on it, so just waiting for that. Yeah, it is kind of interesting that PiStar don't like the apostrophe S. Yes. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why it is, but it's, I don't know, it's just picky. But anyway. Yeah, so I got PDN, a PDN node for WiresX. So I've got the FT5 I can use that on, and I just got an FTM510. ESP, and I'll tell you right now, I am very impressed with the ASP functionality of the 510. I was tuned in on the Petoskey weather station, 162.475, and it was pretty rough to copy down here, and I set, turned on the ASP, and it cleared it up. It was almost like listening to something over digital. It was quite surprising how good it was.
Oh, is that you must be, okay, I was trying to think what you were talking about, but then I remember Yaesu came out with that, so, it was, you got a brand new Yaesu radio, was that?
Yeah, and it seems like they're digging themselves out of the hole. Because the first few radios, they were kind of iffy. This one definitely checks all of the boxes so far. It's really nice. I can plug the microphone into the control head or into the radio itself. The control head's got a speaker in it. The radio itself's got a speaker in it. A really cool thing that I've been doing is I've got an external speaker. It's one of those Apex base station speakers that you bolt the Apex to it, and it's got the little tiny speaker in the front of it. A decent speaker, anyway. I set the radio on that and just used some dual-lock Velcro on the radio bracket to just stick it on there. And you can actually set up a crossover between the control head internal speaker, so you can have it just pass the high frequencies, and then use your external speaker as, like, a subwoofer for your radio. It's kind of hilarious.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah, you can be jamming on your ham radio to the FM back. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've seen some YouTube videos on there. It seems like they're definitely listening to their ham guys, that's for sure. So, well, I think they kind of have to. They're out there kind of killing themselves. But, yeah, it's kind of cool.
I'm a big fan of it so far, and it's got this PMG Mona. I think I don't remember what the acronym is, But it's kind of like having your own five, like a separate scan list from your, you know, scanning all of your memories. You can put up to five memories in there, but it monitors them all simultaneously instead of just scanning through them. And it shows you, like, it shows them all on the bottom. It shows you signal strength and everything for each channel individually. And if traffic comes up on two different channels, it'll play the audio on both at the same time.
Oh, well, yeah. that's really cool. So, yeah, you almost got me sold.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. The only thing that I'm really trying to get used to is the fact that it's got the big VFO knob in the middle. You can't use that to scroll through menus. You have to use the function knob. So you got to switch between the two knobs all the time. It's a little weird, but I'm getting used to it. And of course, it's the dual receive. It does cross-band repeat, all that fancy stuff. Really, I like that I can record audio straight to an SD card. I could do that with my 300 and my FC5. But they polished it up a little bit more on this. And you can, there's this quick menu function that you can go to, and you can put whatever you want in there, reprogram all the programmable buttons on the microphone to whatever you want. And I know on the FTM300, it was, I think two of the buttons were locked. You couldn't program the other, like, one and two, but you could program three or four or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but, yeah. And the screen is about the same as the 300, except it's a touch screen. However, the touch functionality is pretty limited. Not quite sure why they limited the touch functionality on it, but, I mean, it's got it where it counts. Like, you can use the touch screen keyboard and all that stuff, but you can't, like, use it to navigate menus sometimes. It's really weird.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. Huh. Did they include the ATRS function in there, or did they not?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's got APRS. It's got everything else that, like, the 100, the 400, 300, 200, all of those have, plus more onto it.
Ah, there we go. Well, that's cool. Yeah, we don't have, the note that was on the club had a said dispatch, and I think somebody keeps turning it off, so it's on and when it wants to be, or off, mostly off and on now, so. I'm thinking about setting another one up, another APRS digi repeater, and see what we can do with that. So I figure it'd be kind of cool. Get one of those nodes back up in here.
Certainly wouldn't hurt. I know that we need more coverage up that way because it's pretty sparse.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, you know what? I just thought because we have the empty tower site doesn't have a repeater, and the clubs don't have a fund to put the repeater there. I think that'll be a good spot for a digipeater. I just thought that. I'll have to figure out how to get one set up.
Well, let me know if you need help with anything, and I'll certainly try. I've been super busy, but actually, I'm starting to get more free time back right now. But now that I said that, it's going to be all gone. But anyway, I've actually been trying to stay home as much as possible. So, yeah, if you need any help with anything, give me a shout, and I'll see what I can do to help you out. So, all right, Brent, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to quick and get some of my chores that I got to finish here done before the girlfriend gets home, and then we're going to go get something to eat. So. Brandon, have a good one. Good to hear you on here. Also, your node sounds a little bit muddy. You might want to see if you can turn off the emphasis on your all-star settings there. If you need help with that, let me know, and I can probably help you out this evening. Anyway, I'm going to jump up for realties this time. Brandon, have a good one. Any EMH.
All right, sounds good. Yep. I'll do that when I get inside. If you want, could you put a hardware list together or put me in the right direction? Send me an email. I'm putting one together, then we'll go from there, if you could, please. NAPMH, KG8FJW.
I can certainly do that for you, sir. 73, any DMH.
Thank you. E8 after W, I'm monitoring it.
N8NXP, N8APX.
W8NWO.
Hey, Nelson, I got you in there. I was just going to let Chuck know that I'm northbound. GPS says 19 hours, 48 minutes with stops.
Well, Godspeed and safe travels. Hope it all goes well. Do you have a good trip?
Yeah, it was good. Crazy and hectic, just like everything else in our lives, but we got probably 90% of what we wanted to do done and had a few minutes to relax and all is well.
Good. Good to hear. Well, I hope things are well when you come back. It's getting kind of nasty out here again. So, actually probably a little icier and nastier where I am tonight than it was last night or this morning. Starting about 6 o'clock tonight, we started to get some freezing rain, and it's just been adding up. In fact, our power went out at 6 o'clock tonight, so we were out all last night and then all morning until noon, and then went out at 6 o'clock, and it'll probably be out for a while, so that's okay. No big deal. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on north of us. I know the last weather service briefing I got showed that Gaylord and then Tip of the Mitt was going to get it again tonight. So hopefully Chuck can jump in and give us the report. NXP, are you around?
NXP here. We've had rain since 6 o'clock. Roads are muddy. Dispatch hasn't stopped since 3 o'clock this afternoon. And continuously tones are going off Emmett and Sheboygan County. Fire's running crazy. Tons and tons of trees down. Nothing serious so far. They had, Gaylord's got a power line down on a gas leak. That's about the worst I've heard so far. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, boy, that's scary. Yeah, I just, I kind of got briefed on it a little bit. 1601 there. Got a hold of me. It was east traveling northbound from the southern states. He wanted a way to listen in, so I hooked him up, and then of course, 20 minutes after that, Ackerberg lost power, so now the computer's out there. But he said that things were pretty nasty. Sounds like they've got a warming shelter open in Tower right now.
Well, I'll be curious to see if we have church tomorrow. The church I go to out in the valley, out in the middle of nowhere, it loses power several times a month. But surprisingly, right now, I just checked, and they still have power. Really surprised. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. Adam, I'll let you and Chuck converse, and I'll say 73. W8NWO. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. Stay safe there, Nelson. Catch you later. Yeah, I don't know if we'll even have church the way it's looking out there, but it's crazy. Wolverine opened up a warming also, so they got two of them in the county right now. But that's the only ones I know. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, that's basically all I got the gist of, but I talked to the in-laws also, and they said the trees are hanging low. They're completely coated in ice and about to snap. So I don't know, is it supposed to break tomorrow, or is it just going to keep on pounding? I'm not sure if I'll be... It sounds like it really starts to ice over in Grayling, and I'm wondering if by the time I hit Grayling, if it's all going to be melting or if it's going to be switched over to snow.
Well, it's supposed to get above freezing. In fact, it's been 30 degrees all day, and I just now looked at my gauge, and it's 31. I have no wind direct gauge. It's all froze. But the temperature, went up a degree. I've been off and on the phone with Shannon. He didn't have power all night. Came back on this afternoon. He was running his generator. And about a half hour ago, I was talking with him, and the power went off again, so we had to go out and start his generator. But happened to be south has really gotten hit bad. Freeway, they've had a couple of good ones out on the freeway so far, but it's all over. But the dispatchers are not getting a breath anywhere. They're constantly going.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was gathering. I listened in briefly when I got the sheriff set up there, and it sounded like chaos, absolute chaos. And then, I don't know if the 7-4 is up, but I know the computer is out at Hackleburg, so that's all down. Surprisingly, I have not lost power yet at my house, knock on wood.
Well, while you were talking, Inverness just went out for the third time in the last hour, so things are moving north.
All right. Well, I'm northbound right now. GPS says 19 hours, 40 minutes. Arrival time of 16:32 tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be a little bit later than that with a couple stops for fuel, but that's about all I'm doing. Fuel and bathroom breaks, and we're hammering down.
Well, be careful. There's supposed to be stuff coming across Kentucky and Tennessee. I was looking at radar a little while ago, and it looks like they're moving eastbound. So you may run into some rain.
Yeah. Day one. Sorry, my radar detector's going nuts here. Day one convective outlook looked not promising for that whole area I'm about to be transversing. So going to have our head on a swivel and watching for nasty weather.
Okay. Stay safe. Be careful. We'll be monitoring both until about 11 o'clock and then again tomorrow.
All right. Roger that. I've got the hotspot on, so I'll be here for the next probably 22 hours or so, if you need me. N8NXP, N8APX.
Try safe, N8NXP. W8NWO, W8NWO, N8NXP.
Everything all right up there, Chuck? N8APX.
Negative. We just got put on alert. I'm trying to get hold of Nelson.
Might have to ring him on the telephone. His landline probably works. What are they going to have you do?
Well, he wants us on standby for now. Stand by the radio or telephone. We can get a hold of everybody. All the departments have been stretched as far as they can go. They got so many power lines down, and there's so many idiots running around in cars. Kenny out there in Pelston just said he couldn't believe he's never seen so many cars on Pleasant View Road. They've got major problems all over the place. Tuscarora had a heck of a time getting to a fire. House was fully involved. Traffic all over the place. I'm trying to find Nelson's number right now.
I got it if you need it.
Yeah, shoot it if you got it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little lost on the internet side of things. Did you say you have it or you need it?
I need it. Send it to me.
Stand by one. I don't know if you're going to get a text message or not, so I'm just going to give it to you here, if that's all right.
Roger. Ready to copy.
Yeah, I'm getting key-ups from you, but that's it. Pause a second or two between you keying up and starting to talk. I think there's definitely a bit of internet issues there. It's prevalent on my end only.
Go ahead and send it. I'll be able to copy now.
Okay. Landline TX is as follows. 231-536-2959. 231-536-2959.
Roger, roger. Copied it completely. Thank you.
No problem. Keep me in the loop. I'm pretty much ready to cross over into Georgia. I'm making dang good time right now, so obviously nothing I'm going to be able to do tonight, but I should be in the neighborhood pretty quick tomorrow.
Okay, copy that. Crossing over into Georgia. All right, I'll keep you informed as soon as I get all the messages out. Unfortunately, when my computer died, it never copied over so that I can put those out, so got to get Nelson to do it. I'll be back with you in a little while. N8, NXP.
Copy that, N8APX.
N8APX, N8APX, N8NXP.
N8APX, go ahead.
Okay, Nelson's putting it out for us. It'll take a little time. He doesn't have any power, but he said he could get it done.
Okay. I figured he didn't, but I had a hunch that he had means of having a landline work. Who gave you the call, Matt or Jeremy?
Matt put the call out.
Okay, yeah, see, I haven't heard anything out of Emma County as far as how bad it is, so, if Matt's calling, then he must be in the same shape as Sheboygan.
Yeah. Well, the radio traffic was more captured by Sheboygan County, so they still could have been sending stuff out, and I wouldn't have heard it. I had them set up different priorities, and I still didn't get the Emmett stuff, but he's really getting loaded up, and they're getting ready to open up the command post and start figuring other things out, and everybody's on shift for over 8 hours, so they want to kind of relieve them. I don't know what we're going to be able to do other than get on the radio and help out or such. I told them I couldn't even get out of my driveway. let alone down the street. It's solid ice.
No better over here than I'm at. They, GLE pulled all the crews unless there's an active structure fire until morning. And 47 and Petoskey have done the same. They've pulled the crews in unless it's an actual structure.
Who was that that just gave us that info?
Gotta be at FSM.
Oh, Fred, you're up. Gee, you came up at a good time.
Are you up north, Fred? Are you home and just listening remotely? I'm about 10 miles south of the Florida-Georgia border, so I'm not in the area, but I'm getting all this off DMR, so I'm only catching bits and pieces, but I don't know if you can see, you got a link up to Hackleberg still? I've lost everything there. I don't know if the 7-4 is still up or not, but I've lost all my computer stuff there.
VUK. Andy, was that you? VUK?
VUK. I can confirm. I can't say we have a word on our computer, and according to my brother, they don't have power out that way. So we still have power here at our house, but it's flashed quite a few times. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't have power out past Narrow that way, so that's what happened after the situation there.
Okay, I got some of that, Andy. You were really noisy and partially broken at different times.
But Petoskey, Alanson, and Stubbs 1 and 2, so are up. Everything going north that way is up, so Levering and Mackinac still are up, too. But Hackleberg and Indian River are still up.
All right, I think I copied most of that, Fred. It sounded like somebody else was in there on top of you, but I did copy that Hackleberg and Indian River are down. So I know PNG has got fiber outage there, too, so that would just be that deep Indian River, though, I would think.
Well, Indian River's on spectrum, but it's... It doesn't have power there at top of me, so batteries only last so long, but it's fine considering Sheboygan's out, so with Sheboygan down, it doesn't really matter, but Alanson's up, and so is the fiber at Stubbs 2 and Stubbs, and the fiber's up at Stubbs 2, and so is the Starlink, so that's going that way too. So the rest of that works, except for the two sites that don't have power down, at least for the northern links.
All right, good copy on that, thank you. I got to figure out why the generator's not coming on at Hackleberg. That'll be as soon as I'm back in Michigan, I'll have a look at that.
Yeah, Adam, the Presqu'ile site there, 03 was out with 04. And they found 4 transformers that were on fire and numerous lines along 68 going up 33 that were down. So that's probably the reason we don't have any power.
Yeah, it went down right about 8:30 or-ish or so. At least that's when I got my notifications that the computer had shut down. So that's about when it happened.
Station on the link repeater, repeat please.
Hey, Scott, just Wayne. 58 RVR. I was on N68 and it helped move the three crossing the road both lanes. Our internet's down. Power was on, but the power's back on. Our truck is out. power's out, and that we have 9 feet go down the tube.
Fred, could you copy Blaine at all? I could get a little bit of that power was out, but I'm having a terrible time trying to copy him. Did you copy at all, Fred?
Yeah, his audio is so light you can't hear him over the noise. The noise is 95% louder than he is.
Blaine, I got that you don't have power, and it sounds like you're on portable, but the noise is more or less covering you up.
Roger that. Yeah, so we have power in the Indian River right now. No internet, however.
Okay, I copy that you do have power now, but no internet as such. Okay, we're on standby. Matt, there's some major problems going on in both counties, but Matt called out. They may need us for command post or some other projects. He didn't know yet, but he's getting smashed with calls from all over needing help. So we're just on standby for now.
Copy that. I'm available all night.
Roger, you're available. All righty. Thank you. We'll keep you on the list. N8NXP standing by for the Charlevoix-Sheboygan Emmett County alert system. N8NXP standing by.
N8NXP, NAJTQ, can you copy me, Chuck?
Roger, Joe, I can copy you. Go ahead.
Holy smokes, okay. Well, we're iced in pretty bad here, too, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that. Trees are snapping like crazy around here. My power's been out since 8:30 this morning, so anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I could get out.
Yep, we can copy you good. Are you coming in on the 1-9?
Roger, roger. 7-4 is down, isn't it?
That's affirmative. No power, and the generator didn't kick in.
Okay, real good. Well, I'm going to get a hold of John in the morning and see if he needs me for anything, but right now I'm totally down here, so this is the first contact I've been able to make. All right, thanks, Chuck, and I'm going to shut her down.
Okay, Joe. Stay warm. N8NXP.
I'm going to throw three big logs on the fire and call it good. N8JTQ, 73.
All right, I'm going back to listening to my music and the trees cracking and breaking in the background. WFSM.
Okay, Fred. Stay safe. N8NXP.
N8NXP and N8APX.
N8APX and N8NXP.
How are you making out? I just lost power at home. Everything's out.
Blaine's the only one that's responded. Standing by. Forest Waverly's got a major fire going. They got 60 fire going in, on the way going in. I know some of 68's blocked, so they're going to have fun getting down there. But everybody's out. They're working on down power lines, but they're on the way to the fire now.
Just lost it in Olamson.
All right, copy that. Let me know if you hear him drop a call from my house. I don't know what took my power out. Hopefully nothing fell on the house. I missed what you said, Fred. What about Lanson?
I just lost the power here. He came back about 4 hours ago and it's just out again.
Surprisingly, the place that always loses power is my mom's house, and it hasn't even flickered once. It's still on out there.
Yep, I was just waiting for to find out what the tones were for on 23 was the name of the call source. Oh, that is. Okay. I don't know how much longer I'm going to stay up. I'm going to text Matt and tell him if he needs anything to call me, and I'll get a hold of Blaine, and we'll be the only two available unless I wake some other people up, but we'll have to see what happens.
I wouldn't worry about it till morning, Chuck, because even the departments, unless it's a structure, they're keeping everybody in off, trying to keep everybody off the roads.
Well, I told him I can't even get out of my driveway. 16
hours and 36 minutes. So if he needs to have at least somebody to get a hold of to rally the troops, I'm available for phone call. So let him know I'm around, and just keep in touch with me when you're on the air.
Okay, Adam, I copy that. I think I'll buzz off a message to him and let him know. I'll tell him to call me first, but if he doesn't get a hold of me, then to call you, and you can put the call out. I appreciate that. I hope you guys are switching off and on so you get a little bit of sleep and don't fall asleep driving home.
This is what I do. I drove straight through on the way down. I'll drive straight through on the way back. I just drink copious amounts of coffee and energy drinks and keep my eyes on the road.
Okay. Well, let's just take it easy. I'll let you know when I'm back on the air. NAXT.
All right. Sounds good. So far, I'm making pretty darn good time. I think about 2 hours out of Atlanta. So I'm a-moving. We'll be around. NAVPX.
Oh, yeah.